Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Psalm chapter 59, and this is another Psalm of David when Saul sent men and they watched the house in order to kill him. So this is kind of the state of where David was when he wrote this Psalm. This is in the New American Standard Bible, and the heading says Prayer for Rescue from Enemies. So if you're walking through that right now, this would be a good Psalm to read out loud. So I'm going to do it. Rescue me from my enemies, my God. Set me securely on high, away from those who rise up against me. Rescue me from those who practice injustice, and save me from men of bloodshed. For behold, they have set an ambush for my life. Fierce men attack me, not for my wrongdoing, nor for my sin, Lord. For no guilt of mine, they run and take their stand against me. Stir yourself to help me and see. You, Lord God of armies, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be gracious to any who deal treacherously in wrongdoing. They return at evening, they howl like a dog and prowl around the city. Behold, they gush forth with their mouths. Swords are in their lips, for they say, "Who hears?" But you, Lord, laugh at them. You scoff at the nations. Because of his strength, I will watch for you, for God is my refuge. My God and his faithfulness will meet me. God will let me look triumphantly upon my enemies. Do not kill them or my people will forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, Lord, our shield. On account of the sin of their mouths and the words of their lips, may they even be caught in their pride. And on account of curses and lies which they tell, destroy them in wrath, destroy them so that they will no longer exist, so the people may know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. They return at evening, they howl like a dog and prowl around the city. They wander about for food and murmur if they are not satisfied. But as for me, I will sing of your strength. Yes, I will joyfully sing of your faithfulness in the morning, for you have been my refuge and a place of refuge on the day of my distress. My strength, I will sing praises to you, for God is my refuge, the God who shows me favor. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, help us to sing of your strength and experience your strength today. And we just come before you as people who are weakened by this world and weakened by all the circumstances in our life and weakened by COVID and weakened by so many other things that have gone on in this world in the past year, the wars and the stress and the overtoppling of governments and, just people struggling, Lord. So we sing of your strength. We ask for your strength. Help us to sing joyfully today, even though things are difficult. Lord, several times in the psalm, David calls you his refuge. And a refuge is a shelter. It's a shelter from storm. It's a shelter from the elements. It's a shelter from all the bad things. A refuge, I think of like a really great camp. And I've been to several of them throughout my life. And it's been always a blessing when I've had that opportunity to retreat and to get away from the craziness of this world and find refuge. But Lord, you offer that summer camp every day, right? You're the refuge that we need. A place of refuge on the day of our distress. So even in the midst of our distress, you are that place of refuge. So Lord, help us to run to that place today. Show us how to do that. It's easy to say all these words, Lord, but what does it mean? What does it mean to find you as our shelter and our refuge? My hunch is that we just tell you how it is. My hunch is that we're authentic before you and we say, Lord, we're struggling, we're tired, we're needy, we're broken and hurt by other people. We've probably been people who have broken and hurt other people and we feel ashamed and we're sad at what we have done to hurt relationships. And Lord, we have nowhere else to turn but you. And so we choose right now to turn to you, to trust you with everything that we face today. We trust you with our finances, no matter how far south they're going. We trust you with our relationships, no matter how far south they seem to be going. We trust you with our ambitions and expectations and hopes for our career, no matter how far south they're going. And we trust that you are, and we believe that you are the rock on which we stand, that solid foundation that does not move. Thank you so much for that, Lord. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm super grateful that you've been spending this time with me, these little 5-minute snippets every day. And if you want to help the podcast, you can leave a little review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, wherever you're listening to this, your Alexa device. Every little bit helps. And so I'm just going to thank you ahead of time for doing that. Thank you so much.